Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all.
Well, you know, Asma, the other day I was talking to the therapist, and I'm actually having this kind of challenge these days within myself. And she was just telling me to let go of the things around you, but it is not possible for me.
If it's very easy.
Yeah.
How can I let go?
She was like, why do you think you're the center of the world? You can control everything. You can control everyone. You can make decisions. And I was like, I don't want to make decisions for people. What I want is the control over my own life, even when it is connected to the other people. You know, even understanding this seemed a little tough to me, and I felt like she's also being distressed with it. But then she was like, I know people like you, you want to control. And this is the place that your anxiety starts. This is the place that you start to bother yourself. You annoy your own character with just this thought that I must be able to control. What's your idea? What do you think? Whose side are you taking?
I'm not siding with the therapist because...
Thank you.
Because I'm more of a patient myself, I guess, in this. When it comes to anxiety and uncertainty, dealing with uncertainties, I think I'm a patient myself.
And she was like, okay, you must learn that life is not going to be certain. You must
learn. First thing first... Mm-hmm. We don't wish to control anything.
Yeah.
We just want things to be clarified in front of our eyes.
We just want the things to be controlled in the way that we want. Not necessarily by us.
As for me, I just want to see what's waiting for me. I hate surprises.
Yeah.
I hate to be shocked by the world.
And that's uncertainty. It kills me.
Yeah.
I mean...
it creates anxiety.
It's a kind of torture for me if you just tell me that you're going to stay in a place or a circumstance or a situation in life, even for a short time. Say, for example, 2 weeks. I don't know, 1 month, 2 months.
Yeah. But I tell you something interesting. Mm-hmm. Probably people would think that war... is always having negative points. Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
very
the
bitter.
The word is negative.
It's killing. It's going to change the structure of families, of countries, of people's mentality, of the psyche entirely. But I think that sometimes we have fruits of war. Tell you something about myself based on my own personal experience would be the thing that I experienced about myself. In past, living in a day, not knowing what is going to happen to me tomorrow, was one of my major anxieties. But right now, I feel like I'm more prone into this idea of seize the day, enjoy this hour.
Very nice.
Enjoy this very moment.
It must have been hard, but this changes.
Very hard. I didn't realize it at the moment, but right now I can see it. Like, I don't plan that far away anymore.
Very nice.
You see, I think one of the things that would change this balloon of uncertainties in our mind is going to be the idea of let everything be in the hands of God.
And let Trust go him. Of the things that you cannot control.
Let go of this. We feel like everything in this world has got a string, and we're holding those strings with our fingers, and then our shoulders are feeling the burden of these strings. So we have to let go of all these strings. We have to let the strings be pulled by God.
So how can we stay motivated in such circumstance? If life is unpredictable, how can I... Like, sometimes I practice.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I was talking to my friend about my practices, the practices that the therapist has given me to just let go of everything.
Yeah,
just
let go of the controlling thing.
Live in the moment. Yeah, don't be overthinking about the future. Don't overthink every perspective. Don't want to change everything. So I'm doing some practices. And I was telling my friend that whenever I am doing them, I mean, it is helpful. helping me for sure. I have totally changed even from last week to now. But sometimes there are moments that I feel like, okay, now I'm a let it go. I don't care anymore.
I'm a let it go person.
Yeah, I'm not being motivated enough. Like when I think about right now, uh-huh. then I might not be worried about the meeting I have tomorrow. Then I might not be preparing for the trip I have next week.
Well, there is a point of clarification that we have to just talk about right now and to get it straight. And what is it? It's the fact that when we say let go of things, that doesn't mean that let go of every responsibility exactly. that you have. No, it's just like, for example, imagine yourself working in a company. You are just one of the members. Do not think about the other factors, the other elements in that company. Let the boss deal with them. The boss is God, and he is having control over everything. By the way, maybe this might sound a bit irrelevant, but I see it as relevant. I was watching TV, and then there was this news guy who approached a woman, and then he asked her a question, and he said, "Do you consider yourself as a mighty person? Do you consider that you have power?" And I don't care about what she answered, mm-hmm. but I asked myself the same question. Do you think yourself to be a powerful person?
Well, no.
Do you think you are a mighty person?
Well, it depends. If I'm comparing myself to the yeah. Almighty, then no, I'm the weakest creature that I can find, because I am aware of my own weaknesses at least. Yeah. I do not know about the other people.
There's an interesting story. There was a boy walking alongside his father. The father had his hand on the mm-hmm. back of his son, and then he was asking him the son a question. A similar question yeah. that, do you think you're more powerful than me? And the son said, yes, I do believe I'm more powerful than you. And then the father, because he was shocked by the yeah. response, he told him, really? You believe that you're more strong than me and you're more powerful than me? The son said, yes, I felt when you had your hand on my shoulder, I felt more powerful mm-hmm. than you. I'm more powerful than any individual
on this planet.
Because of the
presence of the Father.
Because of your hand on my back, I felt that I'm already having a hand that is backing me up and that is actually working as a support. The same story is applied to how God is protecting us and how His support is always there, and we sometimes take it for granted, or we don't see it, or because it's invisible in many ways, we just forget it. The whole idea of mentioning this story was about that question that I asked myself. When I have God, I usually think that I am, it's very paradoxical, but very interesting, and I think it would change a lot in our perspective if we take it as the major rule. Alone, as an individual, as a creature, yes, I am the most tiniest creature ever who has got no power, not even over herself. But if I bring my soul, which has been fueled by the thought of God, and I always say that with only one step, mm-hmm. One distance, I am the owner of the world. Because the owner of the world is the one that is filling my heart. So since I have you, the Almighty, I become powerful.
So this faith, this belief exactly. in the presence of a great power uh-huh. can make us motivated enough to take actions. Yeah. Like what I got from the...
So let go doesn't yeah. mean be demotivated. No. Just believe the existence of God.
The result. Just let yeah. go of the result. We cannot yeah. predict. What we want is to be able to predict every single thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if I do this today, tomorrow this will be achieved by me. So the result is not possible. I mean, just predicting the result mm-hmm. cannot be possible. But us just trying and putting some effort and then letting the result be just shown in the hands of God.
Exactly. This yeah. So let go of the results. Do not overpressurize your mind with the thought of the outcomes that are out of your control.
Yeah, exactly. And is this uncertainty a source of anxiety or a source of opportunity for us? You know, some people say like, okay, because I have never wanted anything to be achieved. I mean, I never wanted to get everything. I just let go of the results.
I don't believe there is like a person more who could say I never wanted anything.
Some people, and they believe some, that...
They use it as a justification, yeah,
and,
by the way.
They're like, because of this, many opportunities came to me. Like right now on social media, there are too many bloggers, influencers, mm-hmm. those people who are saying, okay, let go of everything and the things will come to you.
Yeah.
So they are comparing this uncertainty with opportunities. Is yes. this the right thing? Or we have many of the psychologists, many other bloggers, again, social media active people who are saying that when we feel this uncertainty, it can become a source of anxiety for us.
Well, truth be told, it is the source of anxiety. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that it's uncurable, like you cannot cure it or you cannot find a way to at least manage it, let's say, because there's no cure for anxiety in most of the cases. But I do believe that when you chase something with too much of passion and you feel that your life is at a stake and the only way to save it is to go through this path, make sure that uncertainties would come there, they would attack you, and you would get into anxiety. Anxiety would turn into an inevitable thing. But when you look at your goals as just a path in your life and leave the ending, the outcome to God, then even that anxiety is going to be reduced.
Yeah.
So the only thing that I'm responsible for is my actions and how much of effort I'm going to invest.
And you know, when I was talking to one of my students, she was just depressed and sad and anxious over the things that had come to her, mm-hmm. things that had happened to her. Then she told me, I feel the anxiety. And she was just mourning over feeling the anxiety. And the thing, I think sometimes the case is that we look at anxiety, look at stress, look at those negative feelings as a monster. Like, I feel the anxiety being with me. So, okay, it's a kind of feeling. It's a phase of your life. Okay, it's okay to feel anxious.
Yeah.
It's okay to, at this stage, feel stressed, feel sad.
Yeah.
Feel hopeless even.
Mm-hmm.
These are the feelings that come to us.
But tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for interruption.
No, that's
but
okay.
Because the thought just popped up into my head, I felt like I have to just put it right now. Anxiety is not that bad.
No, it's not. That is the case. That's what I'm saying.
It's constructive sometimes.
But when we know ourselves, when we know our body, when we know our mind and mindset, we know that, okay, at some phases of life, we feel anxious, we feel anxiety. Then with it comes the release. Then we feel sad. I am for sure aware that by the next years of my life, I might feel disappointed. Mm-hmm. I might feel sad.
Yeah.
I might feel depressed, heartbroken. So when I know that as a person, I have been grown with this body, I have been created in this way. So these are the feelings in me. And anxiety, if it is the place from where I will start to grow, then let me welcome it.
And if it turns into the will that would help you go through, and that will, sometimes it works as the source of motivation sometimes, anxiety. Remember the nights of exam? There was this funny video that I just saw on Instagram, and I do believe I'm one of those people. The girl was saying that if you don't put a deadline for me, I wouldn't do a thing. If you want me to do something
I'm
for
so
you,
much the same.
You should put a deadline there. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing anything. Trust me, I wouldn't accomplish a thing. And I do believe that I'm one of those people. Anxiety is the thing that pushes me forward.
Exactly.
So without anxiety, I do believe that. Anxiety is one of the feelings that we sometimes need to have. Stress, anxiety, and the words that are of the same family, they are not as bad as they sound or the connotation that they would create in our mind.
Yeah, sometimes we are not sad because of the thing that has happened.
Yeah.
We are sad because we feel that I am facing anxiety.
Yeah, and we don't, and I don't know if you have experienced that or not, but I do believe that everyone has. Usually, anxiety happens when we are not taking action. When we are engaged in acting, we do not feel it that much. Yes, it might be there as the background noise, but it's not going to impede the process of your action. It is not going to interfere with the process with the actions that you're taking. So usually I think anxiety concurs you at the moment when you're not taking action. So the best way to deal with anxiety is to take action. First of all, take it as a motivating force, as the driving force that is pushing you forward into what you really want to do. And the second remedy for anxiety is to take action, to take the first step, even if there are baby steps. When there is uncertainty about the future, and of course the anxiety comes as an aid, the one and only thing you can do is to try.
First, accept your feeling. Accept it as a feeling, not as the end.
Forget about
the
future. Yeah. Forget about the outcome. Breathe. Take a deep breath. And I think, go for it. Take action.
And that is the exact cure for this uncertainty and the anxiety that comes with it.
Yeah. And then who says difficulties, uncertainties, and anxieties are going to stop you from being the great person you wish to be? Sometimes they are there in order to trigger you to go further.
Yeah, for sure.
No, we've crossed the limit. And yes, I think that's it. So until another episode of Youth Station, try to think about the anxieties that you have and think if they really are stopping you from who you really want to be, or no, they're just working as a driving force. They're there to motivate you. And they're there to trigger you, even though they have a very bitter and negative impact.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings. Be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rabbil alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.